4CEM, over.
Andrew, KO4HKX.
I heard y'all on the radio, but I was on the telephone.
Just being a little more cautious out here.
Yeah, storm's coming through. You must still be in the work truck.
I am. Pretty good day. How about you? Did your back ease up any today?
A little bit, and I haven't eaten too many, leaves, but it's still there. I can tell it. Hopefully by the weekend it'll be gone.
So, I know how that is. Been there, done that one.
Yeah, it'll ease up before long. What's your thing?
I'm to take it this month, but I don't know. I haven't had the time to study like I want to.
Take it online on that TAM study, doc, whatever it is. That worked out pretty well when I put my general.
To my technician.
I wore it, but man, my brain is locked up with this Spanish class. I don't really know how much longer I'm going to be able to keep it up. Once we start picking up production on the new car, I don't know that I'll be able to keep going.
No more now than what you did.
I mean, I definitely have learned. I ain't going to say it hadn't been worth my time, but, you know, some days it's just like, crap, I don't want to go to class.
That. I find that, actually, if you can talk to somebody that's on your shift there or talking to somebody that speaks Spanish, you're just picking up words here and there and you know, asking them how it all works. And it works out pretty good.
Part I'm missing. I mean, we do that in class, but, you know, besides watching videos, I don't have much interaction with too many people. Most of my Spanish-speaking associates have either moved on or they speak well enough English to where, you know, they don't speak Spanish whenever I'm around. So one day I might have to, I know they got some apps where you can find people that want to learn a different language. So somebody wants to learn Spanish, or is learning English that speaks Spanish. There's some apps where you kind of get people and y'all basically teach each other. I don't know if I'm going to go that route.
Not most of that, but you're starting to break up pretty good.
Down in the hole a little bit on 26, but I don't know what's going on.
Some pretty bad storms up around the house, so the repeater antenna on it, or it could be water intrusion on yours, who knows? It could be any number of things.
I'm out of the rain for a little bit. I'm hoping it'll hold off till I get in the house.
To get through it, it's starting to see blue sky anyway.
Past that thick black cloud. I'm coming out of the plant going to class, but it held off just long enough where I was getting a little bit wet, but it didn't get soaking wet.
Pooped earlier today in that storm that come through.
I mean, it rained. I mean, it poured down rain in the plant. And by the time we got out of class, most of it had already dried up. It didn't like it to rain at all.
I did over there in Maria where I was at, too. I mean, it poured, water standing everywhere. And within an hour, the road was dry. But it hailed over there, too. We had some quarter-size hail. So, not much of it, but there was a little bit of it.
Yeah, the teacher, she's from Chile, and she was like, hey, this weather's really weird. I'm like, no, actually, this is pretty normal for right here. You'll have storms and blue skies, and the sun will be out, and, you know, this is just summertime in the south.
Seasons where it's rainy season and dry season, that you can get it all in one day.
Going into the neighborhood, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Be safe on the rest of your trip home, and hopefully we will holler at you in the morning. So, you have a good one. 73KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
KO4HKX, I'll talk to you in the morning.